Welcome to the Fire Church Podcast. Today we pray Holy Spirit will speak through this message and into your life right where you are.
Let me go to the Word. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me go to the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have lots of testimonies to tell you. And I believe that God is going to heal. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Shall we turn to our Bibles to the book of Isaiah 53? Our ministry is called Savior's Hands. And the orphanage is called Tender Love, Orphan Care. Savior's Hands International. And our work is to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53, verse 1 to verse 5. And that is the word. I was surprised when Pastor was reading that. I knew the Holy Spirit wants to heal. And I trust he's going to heal in the name of Jesus Christ. He says, "Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." And Father God, I thank you for the authenticity of your word. And I pray in the name of Jesus only for your glory, that this evening you will heal every manner of sickness and every manner of disease in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare the heavens to open in the name of Jesus Christ. That the woman and the man that has come this evening expecting a miracle, only for your glory. Jesus, only for your glory. Only for your glory, Jesus. Whew. Hallelujah. I want to minister healing tonight. You see, healing is a benefit, but health is a calling. Let me say it again. Healing is a benefit, but health is a calling. God has called the church into divine health, and he has granted us his healing through his forgiveness. So, healing is a benefit to everyone who believeth. Divine health is a calling to everyone in the body of Christ. Healing is a benefit. Health is your calling. Raise your hand and say, "Health is my calling." Say it like you believe it. Health is my calling. You know, listen, church. When you confess it, you possess it. When you declare it, it comes to pass. That is why the Bible says you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. I want you to raise your hand and claim it and say, "Health is my calling." Do it three times. Health is my calling. Health is my calling. Health is my calling. One more time. Health is my calling. Health is my calling. Health is my calling. You can imagine speaking that for 7 hours. that for 7 hours. Jesus said, can't you pray with me even just for just one hour? Meaning in 1 hour, something can happen. Something can happen to your children. Something can happen to you just in 1 hour. The Bible says that surely he has borne our grief, pain. And he has carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. You know, stricken and bruised. Jesus took the bruises. A bruise is a cut in the wound. It exceeds just a wound, and it's a bruise. It is a beating beyond healing. It is a beating beyond repair. That is what my Jesus went through. And the Bible says that by his stripes we are healed. Therefore, tonight is a night of divine healing in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 10, verse 38, the Bible says that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with what? With the Holy Ghost and with the power. Who went about doing what? Who went about doing what? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with the power. He went about doing good, healing those who were oppressed of the devil, healing those who were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. And in Isaiah 61, the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. Being poor is being in desperate need of something. I do not know your expectation, but I believe you are a candidate of a miracle tonight. Okay, let me speak to this area. I do not know your expectation, but I believe you are a candidate of a miracle tonight. Hallelujah. You are a candidate of a miracle tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, let me leave this side. Let me go this time. I believe with all my heart that your miracle is tonight in the name of Jesus. Sometimes you need radical faith. By whose stripes we are healed. Say, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the broken hearts. Some of you came here, you are broken. Maybe you came here, you are distorted, you are disturbed, you are confused, you don't know what next step to take in life, because you are beaten, you are broken. But I'm here to declare, tonight the Lord is restoring you. To preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the broken hearts. Hallelujah. To heal the broken heart. Ladies and gentlemen, there is nothing so painful like a broken heart. When you're broken inside and no one sees you're broken inside, you need healing from the inside. And I declare healing tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about the Jesus I don't know. I am talking about the real Jesus who I have experienced in my own life. I remember a time when a man gave me poison. A Muslim man gave me poison in food, and I was going to die. I ate poison because of Jesus. Because of telling them, Jesus loves you. And I went to their restaurant. Am I shouting a lot? Maybe I need to adjust. Hallelujah. I remember, I'm talking about my personal experience with Jehovah Jesus. And the man gave me poison for preaching. And I struggled with the poison because it was a slow killing poison. I started to feel bones were losing. And the Lord took pains in the joints. I was losing my joints. When I do like my hands, they puckle. There's a sound that breaks into. I was losing my joints. And I prayed to Jesus. I reminded him of his word. And I said, Jesus, if you'd only spare me, Lord, I'll continue to preach your word. I kept praying that for 3 months. I prayed and I said, spare me, Lord, that I may preach the gospel. Spare me, Jesus, I may preach the gospel. And one morning, because I was weak, I couldn't walk. I couldn't even drive. Every time my head was like, I want to fall down because the poison was eating me up. But I knew that healing is my benefit and health is my calling. So I started to pray and I said, my body come into the calling of the word of God. My spirit, by his stripes you are healed. Every poison in my body die. I kept on saying that because confession is possession. And one morning, I had no strength and my wife was there seated in the bedroom. You see, the poison went through every part of my body. That when I sleep like this, I feel I'm dying. When I sleep like, I can't sleep like this. I can't sleep like this. I can't sleep like this. The only thing I can do, I can only sleep like this. So when I slept off a little bit, I was taken out of the body. And I ascended. When I ascended, I met many people who had died that day. And there was a line of people. And two angels were standing. One on the right and one on the left. And one angel on the right was welcoming in people and saying, you are welcome into the joy of your King in the salvation of your Lord. So they read all the names. And people have lied to us that the gate of heaven is a gate like this. No. The gate of heaven is the cloud of glory. So the angels were welcoming in people and a very huge line. And when they came to me, this time it is the angel on the left that spoke. And the angel on the left asked the angel on the right, would you please give me the details of this man? And the angel on the right gave the angel on the left the details of my life. And the angel on the left read the details on the golden small thing. And the angel said these words, this man would have been here long time ago. But because he prayed that God would heal him and that he would preach the gospel, his time is not yet. And the angel on the right hand, on the left, asked the angel on the left to hand him a pen. And the angel on the left got a pen and he canceled on that golden stone. He said, your time is not yet. He canceled and said, go back and preach the gospel. That was the end of the poison. That was the end of the poison. That was the end of the dizziness. Do you have a reason for living? He doesn't just want to heal you. There has to be a reason why you want to live. Why you want the time to be added to you. You know, when you're sick, you are crying out and you're saying, Lord, add me more years. I want to live for you. Jesus is going to heal people here who want to live for him. Hallelujah. Let me leave this side. Jesus is going to heal people here who want to live for his glory. Hallelujah. And Jesus will heal people here who want to live for his glory. The angel said to me, your time is not yet. Go back. And I returned. We serve a mighty God, ladies and gentlemen. I said we serve a mighty God, ladies and gentlemen. I remember a time in Africa, my little baby, Priscilla. You know, there was a woman who was a witch. And what she could only do, Pastor, is that when you pay rent to her, she would send an evil spirit to torment you or to kill you so that she would take the money from you. And this time it is I coming to that place. When I came to that place, the woman sent an evil spirit. And in the morning, an evil spirit attacked my baby. She cried out. two times and she passed away. When she passed away, I held my baby and I said, Lord Jesus, I command Priscilla to come back into her body. I call her spirit in the name of Jesus. I ran to the clinic and I handed the baby to the nurse. And the nurse said, oh, pastor, sorry, the child is dead. I said, no, she's not dead. My baby's not dead. And the nurse said, oh, pastor, please, pastor. She turned the baby. She looked at the baby and said, oh, pastor, please pray. I said, no, she's not dead. And I said, Priscilla, come back into your body. Come back into your body. Come back into your body. Wherever you are, I command you to come back into your body. And the witch, my landlady, also came to the clinic. She wanted to establish whether she had killed my baby. She's coming. She said, I need some medicine. When she arrived there, the Lord brought back the child to life. The child came back to life. She's now in school. You don't just kill my baby. No. Yes, I understand you came to steal, to kill, and destroy. But he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Would you be persistent? Or you would just let go? I raised my own daughter through persistence. I stood on what I know. I stood on the truth I know. My wife remained in the house and she could not afford to look at the dead body. But I said, Priscilla, I command you in the name of Jesus, return into this body. Come back into this body. As I persisted, the nurse was saying, no, pastor. Then I said, no, she's not dead. She will be alive. She will live. Even today, she's alive. I declare, I reverse the spirit of premature death over your life. I reverse the spirit of premature death of your life. One day, I was praying to the Lord, and I was not comfortable. I felt I needed Jesus beyond the pages. You need this miracle Jesus beyond the pages. He is in the pages, but he is in the spirit. Hello? Are we still in church? And I became so desperate. And I was wondering whether, are you sure you called me or not? Are you really sure? Then I gave myself a timeline of 30 days. And I said, I'm going to fast and pray until you show yourself. I said to Jesus, I want to see you. I kept on saying, Jesus, I want to see you. Confirm to me you have called me, or else I'll go do my business. First day of prayer. Lord, I want to see you. He did not appear. 3 days. No appear. 1 week, no appear. 2 weeks, nothing happened. 3 weeks, nothing happened. 4 weeks, nothing happened. And on the last day of the month, at 5 a.m, Jesus appeared. This is what happened. That morning I said, Jesus, okay, I prayed for 1 month. I have fasted for 1 month and you did not show up. Okay. So I was walking to my room. While before I sat on the bed, I saw the ceiling of the room tearing down. And the ceiling moved like this. And I saw heaven cut like a cross and heaven was rolled. Then I saw many colors around him. And he entered that room. I was slain under like a dead person. I could not even move a finger. What am I trying to say? He's alive. I said, he's alive. He's alive even in this house. Jesus is alive. Is this fire church? Is this fire church? You see, fire consumes and fire preserves. Is this fire church? Raise your hand and say, fire!
Fire!
And when Jesus entered into that house, I fell down. Could not move a finger. Could not move the body. And then he picked me on the ground. And he put me in his chest. I'm giving you testimony. Do you still want the testimony? He carried me from the ground and he put me in his chest. But this is what happened. Not just Jesus does not just only hug you. He pushes you inside. When he got me like this, I was like, I didn't have bones. And when he pushed me in, I can't explain the peace that is inside. There's no word to explain that. There's no word to explain Jesus. So if you are in this church and you are serving Jesus, please do. He is Lord of lords and King of kings. Hallelujah. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, my healer. He says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Your body has to align with that. Your body must respond to that. It is the word of God. So he got me because he wanted me to get some strength. Then he let me, then I fell down. Then he got me again. He put me in. Then I got some strength. But I could not look at his glory because his eyes, oh my goodness. His eyes, only his eyes. I could not look into his eyes. Then he lowered his glory a little bit. And I was able to look at him. Then he raised my hand up and showed me the nation. The first nation he showed me was Australia. He has a heart for this nation. He has a heart for this nation. But he does not want lukewarm Christians. He wants Christians who are on fire for him. And a wind of fire is about to blow in this nation, says the Spirit of God. There's gonna be a wind of fire in this land. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare, prepare, prepare. The time has come and the time is now. Prepare. The Lord says, prepare. There's going to be a revival. But he wants your availability. He wants your availability. He does not want your excuse. The Lord says there's going to be a wind of revival, a flame of fire. It is going to consume and then preserve. It's going to consume pastor and it will preserve. You see, when Paul was bitten by a serpent, he shook it into the fire. Raise your hand and say, fire!
Fire!
Like you mean it, I say, fire!
Fire!
People were expecting him to die, but because in him was a fire, he threw it into the fire and he could not die. Fire consumes and fire preserves. Let the fire that consumes cover you and the fire that preserves be in your house. He showed me this land. And he showed me his heart for this land. Then he showed me Africa. Then he showed me Asia. Then he showed me America. There were many people worshiping, especially in this land. And I asked God, who is that is leading the worship, the revival, the winning of the souls? And the Lord, I asked him whether it was Ryan and Bonke, because I gave my life during Ryan and Bonke. I gave my life to Jesus in the 90s. When I saw that man preach and maggots coming out of people, when I saw people with cancer, when I saw the dead coming to life, I said, I'll follow this man. I'll follow the same Jesus. Man, Reinhard Bonnke, when he came to Africa, I saw maggots coming out of people. Because of the because of what? Said like you mean because of faith. When there is fire in the house, you don't need to convince people. Fire will convince them. The whole city came to that crusade and I gave my life to Jesus. So in the encounter with Jesus, is this Reinhard Bonnke? He said no. He touched my mouth and gave me a microphone. And he said, you will go and speak my word. And every word you speak, I will do. See, my mouth was like this. And his fingers went through. And I wanted to speak again and I couldn't speak. And then three times I was able to speak. Tonight, Lord, for your glory, heal the sick in the house. Let me go this side. Lord, tonight, heal the sick in the name of Jesus Christ. Heal the sick in the name of Jesus Christ. Heal the sick in the name of Jesus Christ. Heal the sick. By whose stripes we are healed. I don't know the time, but I think that's the time. Because I did not check when I started to preach. I did not check with the time. So, he was despised. Pastor, he was despised. You can imagine that there are many people going through the same. He was rejected. You cannot imagine what rejection does to people. When rejection is in the people lose direction. They lose a sense of belonging. Because they are rejected. And Jesus went through all that, that you and me may align with his testimony. By whose stripes we are healed. I want us to say it 7 times. By whose stripes we are healed. 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 Listen, listen. You have to speak that until it is in your spirit. And one time I was praying for healing and Jesus told me, sit down, I teach you. Sit down, I teach you. And I sat down. Ask me where? In the toilet. And he said to me, when you are asking for healing, it is through confession that you receive that healing. But you have to confess it until it is in your mind. Just imagine the cancer is gone. It will go. I don't care whether you have a problem with your brain. God is going to heal that. I said, God is going to heal that. I said, God is going to heal the head. God is going to heal the brain. I don't know who I'm talking to. But God, can I request the person on the keyboard, please? May I request the person? kindly play it prophetically. In the spirit of healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These are the things that Jesus said in the book of Mark chapter 16. And he said, verse 17. He said, and these signs, let us read there. Chapter 16 of Mark. And he says, okay. Mark chapter 16, verse 17, and it says, and these signs, read together with me, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. What? What? Let us interact. Let us interact. What did he say? Hold on a second. We are going there. We are dealing with something here. And it says, and these... Let us begin from verse 16. It says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. 17. Read together. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. Meaning demons must go. They have to go. They have to go. I believe in my heart they have to go. I said demons have to go. Raise your hand like this and say in the name of Jesus. Say it violent and say in the name of Jesus. You demons that have been tormenting my life. Come out. You see, when Jesus said, watch and pray, that is a military word. Watch and pray is not for business people. It's for military people in the spirit. Watch and pray. Stand up like a soldier. Take your position. And pray. You see, Pastor, Peter almost lost it because he was very excited about ministry. But Jesus said, Peter, Satan wanted to sift you. But I prayed for you. Because he wanted to do what he did to Job. Job did not have anyone to pray for him, to atone for him. But Peter, Jesus prayed for him. Raise your hand with me in faith before we pray for the sick and say, in the name of Jesus, you demons of cancer, of sickness, of disease, I command you, get out. Come out of my life. Come out of my body. Come out. Come out. Jesus, Pastor, Jesus did not call us to beg demons. He did not call us to beg demons. He said they will cast out demons. So you can't cast the demon because you cannot actually, you cannot massage the demon. Demon will slap you if you massage the demon. Say, in the name of Jesus, go. While it's summer, you're doing like, in the name of Jesus, go. In the name of Jesus, come out. Get out in the name of Jesus. Every demon of cancer, I charge you in the name of Jesus. Die by the root. Raise your hand and say, every spirit of cancer, I reject you. Die. Oh, you fear to say. Say, die to the root. Let me tell you, when you speak to the root of cancer to die, it dies. Let's go to the next. First of all, demons. It says, they will speak with, let us read together. They will speak with new tongues. Take 1 second and speak in tongues. Telemararasua. Kelemalalabasaya. Retelebaradabosa. Yelamande Sheketalabaradabos. Retorabosakata. Yelabaradabosa. Retelaboseketa. Lematolabasheta. Come on, speak in tongues. Melebo Sheketelemara. Yiriba Shekata. Ratosa. Verse 18 says, they would take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands, together with me, they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah, somebody. I love that verse. I love that verse. Let me read it to myself. And these signs will follow me today. I believe in the name of Jesus that every demon shall be cast out in the name of Jesus. And I believe in speaking of tongues. I believe in destroying serpents. And poison cannot kill me. If Jesus says poison, poison is existing, ladies and gentlemen. Let us read the last verse. Then we stand up. They will lay. 1, 2, 3, go. They will lay hands. No, 1, 2, 3, go. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. I want you to speak with faith again. One more time. 1, 2, 3, go. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. I would like us to repeat it so that it can enter into our spirit. 1, 2, 3, go. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Give him praise in the house. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you will, please stand up on your feet. If you don't mind, please. And raise your hand and begin to speak in other tongues. Oh, shakata rababa. Retomato rababa shikaba. Yelamanto sekato. Heparados. Ilabarade sheto koto. Rento seterebara. Rento seketereba. Retelebre kotebosha. Sheketo reteremaya. Reteremanto seta. Yelambroto saya. Let the angels of healing right now enter this house. Let the ministering spirit of life enter this house. In the name of Jesus, I declare healing for cancer. Let the angels that heal cancer enter into the house in the name of Jesus. Let the angels raise your hand like this and begin to call fire. Call fire. Declare fire. Declare fire. Call fire. Keep on calling fire. I declare fire. I declare fire. Ladies and gentlemen, raise your voice and call fire. Because we declare fire. We declare fire. We declare fire. Let the fire of God come back in this nation. Let the fire of God come back in your house. The fire of God come back in your spirit. Let the fire of God bring healing to you in the name of Jesus. Say fire 3 times. I call fire. 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 Raise your hand. And say, I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I believe in fire. So I call fire. Fire! Fire! Say it again. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Burn on the inside of me. Burn on the inside of me. Burn on the inside of me. Burn on the inside of me.